This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom, no relation. Now, Tom, you haven't been on Mad Wednesdays before, your first time co-hosting.
No, not full co-hosting. I have guested in, but it was before this incarnation when you've had these amazing live lounges.
Am I right? It's one of my favourite segments of the show, so we've packed two into today.
I mean, you must have known I was coming.
I know how much of a fan of live music you are. Very excited to be joined by the producer and cast of Top Gun the Musical, Ashley, Robbie and Belinda. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ashley, you are the producer of this fantastic show coming up at the Fringe Festival.
Yes, indeed.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is going to happen?
Absolutely. So this show, Top Gun the Musical, is a satire. You know, there aren't actually any flying jets in this production. The whole idea behind it is it's a show within a show. So it's this creative team and company that has been gifted with the rights, or so we think they have the rights, to Top Gun the Musical, to produce it, put it on, and it's supposed to be Billy Palmer, our director's big comeback. And ultimately, through a quarreling cast and a shady ex-military producer and funds just not what they should be, things kind of fall apart. So the whole experience is the show is contained within a rehearsal of Top Gun, the musical.
I love the hilarity of it. Rob, you play Maverick in the show. What's it like taking on such an iconic character?
Well, he's pretty fun. I mean, Tom Cruise is, as you say, like, there's probably not many more iconic people, particularly like 80s films. You've got, you know, like Dirty Dancing and Top Gun, like that sort of, That's the whole decade there, right, in film? There's nothing else people saw. Yeah. So just trying to take on Tom Cruise, he's really easy to mimic and he's really easy to sort of take the mickey out of because he was so over the top but serious, like so passionate about it. So it's actually, it's really fun to sort of bring that to life in a real satirical way, yeah.
And Belinda, how about you? You've taken on Goose. Now that's got to be quite the character to take on.
I know, right? Who'd have thought? Yes, I am a female and I am playing the role of Goose. So this is interesting because I think within a show as well, is they're not quite sure with what angle they're taking this production in, having a female playing the role, whether she's a man or a female. And that comes to a bit of an issue when there is the famous volleyball scene where they're topless. So, yeah, so it's interesting and you'll have to see how it all unfolds.
Oh. Well, I was curious about that because although not intended at the time, Top Gun became known for having some homoerotic subtext and tones. Will we be still seeing just a little bit of that?
I would say probably more than a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It is not lacking in this production. Yeah.
And so now, I mean, because this is obviously based on a very famous movie, is it hard to get the rights to something like that? Does it completely fall into the satire space? Is there any concern about offending the creators?
No, I don't think there's any concern. I think it's so kind of away from the realm of what the movie was meant to be. The production, the Toronto production, actually the producer is a lawyer, so they were all very careful as they plotted the script to begin with. But no, it certainly falls into that safe satirical parody realm that exists here in Australia and overseas.
And I'm glad to hear that because I have to admit that, I mean, I know Top Gun, I know the scenes, I know the sort of the imagery of it, but I wouldn't call myself the biggest fan of that original movie. Just because there was a lot going on and I think they only knew about a third of what was actually there. So the fact that it's satire makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. Just taking those little moments and just like blowing them out of proportion, like that aspect of homoeroticism and the idea of the movie musical and how that is becoming such like a thing of epic proportions these days. And again, the idea of the military might is right and propaganda and all of that, those little things come to play in this production, and we're having a lot of fun.
Excellent. We don't just have to hear about it. We can actually hear a little bit of it.
Yes.
Because this is the Live Lounge and you have prepared a little snippet of the show for us. Please
Indeed.
Take it away, Ashley, Rui and Belinda.
In 1969, the most powerful nation on Earth was taking a beating. Hippies on the streets, Charlie in the Jungle, Men on the Moon. Though that last one was actually pretty good. In this dark time, the U.S. Navy established a training school for the top 1% of pilots, the best of the best. They learned the lost art of aerial dogfighting and beach volleyball. The Navy calls it Fighter Weapons School. The Flyers call it Top Gun. Roger, back porch. Bogey has changed vector to 317. I'm in pursuit.
Let's get him, Maverick. Uh-huh.
You ready to get into the ship?
I was born ready, cowboy. Bring it on. Bring on the shit.
We got a new paint job and 4,000 pounds of thrust.
And missiles that could turn these dudes to dust.
The only thing that scares us
is a little patch of rust.
Cause baby, we got a plane to catch. Got miles full of smiles.
Vector's bright.
We got balls as big as Hauser's.
We don't feel fried.
We just hit the afterburners.
And sleep like babies every night.
Cause we know we got a plane to catch. My daddy died in Vietnam. Some people say he lost his calm. Now it's my fate to prove them wrong. Cause I know Daddy is watching.
So you shoot the bad guys.
I guess that I'll steer.
I'm not even certain what I'm doing here.
You're the one who hoots and hollers when I make this dude my bitch. We'll fly like that straight out of hell and come home without a screech.
Cause baby,
we got a plane to catch.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. And that sounds hilarious. It sounds like it's going to be quite the hoot. But it's not the only thing that you've prepared.
That's right.
I believe we're going to change the pace a little bit and have another snippet
just
from
a little
the
bit,
show.
A little bit of blues.
Take it away.
Rise at 4, he calls at 8, I'm all a quiver. He has a note, I take it down, will they deliver? He works so hard, it never rests, it's all the show here. And all the while, I can't believe he doesn't know, dear. Each morning when I board the train, it's his face that I see. What is wrong with me? Why can't I let it be? He calls the shots, I read his thoughts. We're so in sync, it makes me crazy. It's so absurd, he doesn't see or think of me. So I start to sing the blues, complete with lighting cues. I'm just waiting in the wings, imagining my chances. He's oblivious to me and all my smoldering glances. He sits and chews that stale biscotti. I'm so far from his cup of latte, but I'm waiting. Why am I waiting in the wings?
You have been hearing the cast of Top Gun, the musical, coming up at the Fringe Festival, which is happening right now. Heaps and heaps of sensational acts. You guys are at Chapel of Chapel, which
we
is
are.
A beautiful
been
venue.
Amazing to work with those guys.
It's a really iconic venue in Melbourne and really, really stunning, especially for such a great show like this. The show is airing. The show is premiering on Saturday, the 21st of September.
That's correct.
And you're also on Sunday, the 22nd of September.
Yes, two nights only. So get your tickets.
Gosh. Mm. Do get them before they sell out. 7:30 o'clock on the 21st. 6:30 o'clock on the 22nd. Chapel Off Chapel. You can get your tickets at chapeloffchapel.com.au. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. It's a pleasure.
All the best with the show.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.